crossing the rolling swells of Table Bay, the old boats that once carried prisoners to Robben Island are now packed with well-wishers. Thousands of visitors are coming to pay their respects at the site of Nelson Mandela's incarceration. He spent 18 of his 27 years in jail on this island, alongside dozens of other political prisoners. Among them was Vusumzi Mtongo, who was jailed here in 1978 for 12 years. He now works as a tour guide.
People come to mourn every day in different ways, to respect, give him his last respect. And we have to respect that, that people have actually say they've lost a father.
Nelson Mandela revisited Robben Island after his release, the lime quarry where prisoners were forced to toil day after day, his damp cell, which contributed to his ill health in later years.
Have a nice time, eh?
That cell has now become a simple shrine to his memory.
Former political prisoners here say they did not want Robben Island to become a monument of suffering and hardship, but rather testament to the triumph of the human spirit over the forces of evil.
And that triumph, says Mtongo, was personified in Nelson Mandela.
He was an inspiration to us, as some of the other prisoners that were here and leaders, that gave us that leadership, education. The country and the world at large have lost a hero of a different epoch.
For many, a visit here offers a chance to come to terms with Mr. Mandela's death.
It's kind of like seeking for closure, kind of feeling, because it's a tragedy. I don't know how to explain it. It's been hard for and it's going to take a while.
Today we realize that what Mandela did was best for this country.
Yes.
Because he avoided the bloodshed.
Mm.
He avoided what is happening in other African countries. And I said, that's why I said, we never lost a leader, we lost a father.
Mm.
Behind these brutal walls, forced to endure degrading treatment at the hands of the white prison guards, Nelson Mandela forged the political courage that would offer his country a future beyond apartheid. And it is to this remote island where thousands of people come to salute that courage and to say simply, thank you, Madiba. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Robben Island, South Africa.